Tonight we are going at 4:30. Bezot Hashem, everybody's help is needed. So the last thing that we touched on is with the inyan of the simha. And what is the simha? The simha of Shabbat, the simha of Yom Tov, when a person has the opportunity to rejoice with the suda of the Shabbat, but also rejoice with the Divrei Torah that one should always say on the table. One should always, at least after you say the motzi, say Dvar Torah, say a Perek Tehillim, say something. Because after you stuff yourself, perhaps you're not going to be in the mood. You just do the Berkat HaMazon to get it over. So you should always say something right after you taste the bread, and then you've got your whole time. The Berkat HaMazon also is somewhat of a Dvar Torah, but you should always say a Dvar Torah at the end anyway. But what is the biggest simha of the Seuda? The fact that a person can either invite an Ani to his table, or if a person can give tzedakah to an Ani, especially on the holidays, if he doesn't have the opportunity to invite somebody, at least he's given tzedakah to families that they have an ability to do a Seuda. And while I'm sitting with my family, I know that I have taken care of other people. And this is the biggest one, the biggest mind. He says here, he brings here almost that a person who does that, he's actually like, he's loaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu money. Can you imagine what that means? You're lending HaKadosh Baruch Hu money. Why? Because you're feeding the Ani in this world, and Hashem is going to pay you both in this world and in the next world. But this is almost, he said, like, there's a pasuk, and I forgot the pasuk, that basically the pasuk goes that you're having a mercy on the ani, and you are basically loaning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you see here, this is a big mitzvah. Also, when a person has the ability to do mitzvah, the mitzvah should be done besimha. Okay, and you see this, and you learn this from yesterday, from Avraham. You learn from Shabbat the parasha. What does he say to them? Oh, just take. We're from this coming Shabbat. You're learning from Avraham Avinu. What does he say? Oh, just hold on. Just wash your legs. I'll give you a little piece of bread. You eat something and you go. And what does he come? He brings out all this bread. He makes them this big meat, all this stuff. So he's talk less and do more, and you learn that from Abraham. Oh, just like give you a little piece of pita, and that's it. And all of a sudden, he comes with the bread, and the butter, and the meat, and all those things. See, Hazon Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the schut that we should always be one of those people who are able to always do a tzedakah. I'm just going to say also one more. Amirahem akol b'yotav, v'yachos v'yachamor, v'hem ha-nefesh, hu ha-mishama shel Shaul Aziz, Shaul Navon ben Aziz, she-niftar, v'shen ato min ha-olam, hu ha-adonai t'lachem gan Eden, v'hu v'kol b'nei Yisrael, ha-shchubim, imo b'chal, ha-hamim, ha-sedihot, v'chen nirasom, imo amen.